WDJS Productions offers biblical teachings of God's Word for you. Our prayer is that wisdom and knowledge shall be the stability of thy times.
Praise the Lord. This is Brother Fred, and I'm excited to preach the kingdom of God and teaching those things which concern the Lord Jesus Christ with all confidence in Him. So get your hearts prepared and turn to your Bibles with me. This is part two of Religious Denominations. In part one, we spoke on 1 Corinthians 11. Let's take verse 18 and 19. So grab your Bibles and let's turn now. 1 Corinthians 11, 18. For first of all, when ye come together in the church, I hear that there be divisions among you, and I partly believe it. For there must be also heresies among you, that they which are approved may be made manifest among you. Remember again, denomination means a division. It means disunion, discord. It means sedition. It means split. It means a gap and schism and confusion, being fragmented. These things must come so that those who are with Jesus Christ as his disciples can discern these matters. And speaking of that word confusion, I'm going to have my son in the faith speak something about the word Anabaptist. Hi, Jason.
Hi. I grew up in a denomination that carried the label of Anabaptists, which means rebaptizers. They got the name Anabaptists or rebaptizers when they broke away from the Catholic Church during the Reformation in the 1500s. The Anabaptists rejected the infant baptism and got rebaptized as adults. This is all well and good. Nowadays, Anabaptists only get baptized once as adults. So why did they call themselves Anabaptists? Why not just Baptists, like the Baptists, who are also a product of the Reformation?
That's a good point. All this confusion. One says, I believe this, and then another says, I believe that, and none of it lines up with the Word. Well, then it looks like we just continue in this unbelief, a confusion. Well, whatever you want to choose there. Is it pride? Because I want to do this, I want to do this. It's my will against God's will. Well, just check this out. These things are evident to the spiritual man who determines and judges these schisms and confusion as error. It is through a diversity of belief. Again, Hebrews 13:8 says, Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. His word is everlasting. His word is truth. It never changes. These divisions come from the lack of love, from the lack of the love for the truth. Paul said in Acts 20:27, he says, for I have not shunned to declare unto you all the counsel of God. We can't pick and choose what we want to believe. When Jesus was in the desert being tempted by the enemy, what did he do? He turned to him and said, it is written. Whatever is written in the Word of God, the Word of life, that is what we as Christians follow. That's what we believe. That's what we know in our hearts as truth. Rest in that thought and hear this word of encouragement.
Those who are established in truth and justice must judge, speak, and act in boldness to establish the godly principles that inspire vision, determination, and hope.
Righteousness abounds in society when we continually keep ourselves and each other accountable to the standard of the Word of God.
In the book, Since We Told the Truth, the authors address the problems we face and offer the only solution, Jesus Christ, the Word of God.
Visit the99.com. That's T-H-E-N-I-N-E, digit9.com.
Let's take this for a moment in the area where God wants us to learn to hear His voice so we can discern between the evil and the good. Turn to Malachi 3, verse 17 and 18. And as I read, listen close to what the Word says. Malachi 3, 17. And they shall be mine, saith the Lord of hosts, in that day when I make up my jewels, and I will spare them as a man spareth his own son that serveth him. Then shall ye return and discern between the righteous and the wicked, between him that serveth God and him that serveth not. We need that type. We need that God-inspired revelation for discerning between the evil and the good, for those who serve God and those who do not serve God. Hebrews 5:12. For the time ye ought to be teachers, you have need that one teach you again, which be the first principles of the oracles of God, and are become such as have need of milk and not of strong meat. For everyone that useth milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. But strong meat belongeth to them that are of full age. Listen to this. This is maturity. Even those by who reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. Old Testament Malachi, New Testament Hebrews 5. You see, we are the body of Christ who believe in Christ Jesus. Those who will follow him and serve him all the days of their life. They'll not put their life ahead of the things of God. Their life is to be turned over in total surrender to the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's what we aim to do as we speak right now. And in John 18, verse 37, Pilate therefore said unto him, this is Jesus speaking, okay? Thou sayest that I am a king. To this end was I born, and for this cause came I into the world, that I should bear witness unto the truth. Here is the key. Everyone that is of the truth heareth my voice. We as disciples can hear the voice of the living God. We can hear his voice and do what he's telling us to do. Jesus did that very thing with his Father. Jesus said, I don't do anything. I do nothing without my Father telling me what to do and also what to say. So he came here in full submission to his Father in heaven. And that is where we as Christians are to be. Fully surrendered, willing to do whatever God is telling us to do, to put aside those things of the past, to put aside those things of the sin that so heavily beset us. Let's take that word fragmented one more time. We see that fragmented means to break up or break into pieces, to disintegrate, fall to pieces, fall apart. That isn't what God set for us in the church. 1 Corinthians 12:12 says, for as the body is one and hath many members, and all the members of that one body, being many, are one body, so also is Christ. You see, there is no division in that. The true unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace, like it says in Ephesians 4:3, that is where we need to go together. But it isn't this, I believe this and I believe that, and this church says this and my pastor says this, different from one another. That is not Jesus Christ. That is not Jesus. For what we know is, Ephesians 4:3, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. I see that there is no peace amongst those churches that are denominationally fit for the things that aren't truth, but truth, the whole counsel of God, as Paul said. Ephesians 4:13 says, till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, that's a mature man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. We need the fullness of Jesus Christ, not to be splintered off in groups that don't even agree with each other inside the church. I don't believe denominations really know what they believe in total, because I see such confusion about who is an elder. How is a deacon actually in a church? What does the deacon really do? I see that reversed. Continually reversed. Who does what? I don't believe. Would you just take these names like bishop and just take these names and put them out there? Apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, teachers. That was the original that Jesus Christ said. Those are the gifts of the Lord Jesus Christ. Maybe we don't see that in denominations. Well, why don't we? There's gifts of the Father, gifts of the Son, and gifts of the Holy Spirit. We'll eventually get into that. But as today, this is what we're speaking on today, is we need that true unity so we can come to that perfect man, that mature man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. The churches in America need teaching, that of the whole counsel of the Word of God, not by man's tradition or customs, but those set forth by Jesus Christ himself. These Christian believers are committed, persevering followers of Jesus Christ, who are not ashamed of the gospel of truth. They are in love with Jesus Christ, and they prove it by their faith and their works toward the love for Jesus Christ and fellow man.
Hi, I'm Darlene, one of the nine. Nine of us author two books, Hutterites and Since We Told the Truth. Our first one, Hutterites, Our Story to Freedom, describes our testimonies of growing up in an overbearing religious lifestyle and our life-changing decision to follow our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and escape from the oppressive Hutterite communities. After writing this first book, exposing the Hutterite lifestyle, and our testimonies of finding freedom, we wrote our second book, Since We Told the Truth, Our Life Can Never Be the Same. We write about our lives now and offer a new perspective of our society of the United States and how to successfully overcome those challenges currently facing us with true solutions according to the Word of God. We're visiting Southern Wisconsin early April with two book events. The first one will be in Madison at the Barnes & Noble on April 2nd. We are going to be at the Mineral Point Road location from 6:30 to 8 p.m. The second event is on Saturday, April 4th at the Barnes & Noble at the Southland Center in Racine. We will be there for the entire local author event from 10:30 in the morning to 4 in the afternoon. And as part of the event, we will be giving a presentation
between 2 and 3 p.m.
These events are listed on our website. Visit us at www.the99.com. That's THENINE9.com. We're looking forward to seeing you there.
Well, bless the name of the Lord. Right now, I'm going to speak these scriptures over the airwaves, and I pray that they sink deep into the hearts of every believer, and these bring forth encouragement and faith in your walk with the Lord Jesus Christ. That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that ye may know what is the hope of His calling, and what the riches of His glory, of His inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of His power to usward who believe, according to the working of His mighty power, which He wrought in Christ when He raised Him from the dead and set Him at His right hand in the heavenly places. Praise the Lord. For whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of the Scriptures might have hope. Now the God of patience and consolation grant you to be like-minded one toward another according to Jesus Christ, that ye may be with one mind and one mouth glorify God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Wherefore receive ye one another, as Christ also received us to the glory of God. Amen. Now I'm going to speak a word over Racine, Madison, and Milwaukee, Wisconsin. In the name of Jesus, be saved. Father, I pray that by the power of the Holy Spirit, these airwaves are charged with the power of God and go into the hearts of all the believers, Lord God, and they'll all be raised up in the truth of the Word of God. And those who do not believe yet, Lord, supernaturally bring that Word into their hearts, convict them of their sin, convict them, Lord God, to come to You, Jesus, for every knee shall bow and every tongue confess in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you for listening. And may the truth of the Word cause you to prosper and be of great success, all to the glory of God. Receive the love and peace that Jesus Christ is offering you today. It's more simple than it seems. He's waiting for you.
May the Father of glory give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation and the knowledge of Him, and make you perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you. Thank you for listening. For more teachings, visit wdjsproductions.com.